Okay, everybody, you have found your way to the Psychic Playground here on 1-2 Radio. I'm going to start us off with our favorite meditation time because I need to run downstairs and deal with the package at the front door of my building that I wasn't expecting to come right this second. So please use this opportunity to move and groove with the music and feel the love, and I'll be right back. Open your heart.
And let love in.
Love.
What is the feeling of love? How does it feel? Feel real love and send it through your body.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here tonight with me. The Wednesday just before Thanksgiving here in the United States. We've had a week of live broadcasts already, and I got to listen to pretty much all of them. I am the producer here at 1-2 Radio, and I also have my own show. And I also do readings and life coaching and personal development over on 1-2listen.com. And then I do a meetup with Raven during most of the new moon and full moons. Even though we're taking this new moon off this weekend because of the holiday, we're going to pick back up for the next full moon coming up in December. And you can find that link over at 1-2academy.com. Please go over and take a look. I want to do a quick sound check because, as you might have noticed, if you happen to be in the live chat. Oh, yeah, we're broadcasting. Okay, hang on. Okay, so, oh my goodness, too many things going on at once. But the title of the show, In Another World. In Another World. And I was literally in another world. I had totally forgotten it was Wednesday. I had totally forgotten that it was time to do my show. And what was weird about it is I had bounced in and out of that space a little bit earlier in the day. And I even told myself then, I really need to remind myself to do my show because it's just, for whatever reason, doesn't feel like a normal Wednesday. And then I was getting ready to do some stretches because my back was hurting. And I realized, oh my God, it's 4 o'clock and it's Wednesday, it's time. But just before that, I swear I was in a vision in another world. On another planet, at least I might as well have been. And so the message that came through for today's show, right after all that happened, was the opportunity to get grounded. You know, there's a lot of things that can have us feeling up in the air right now during this time. Some of us might be highly affected by the state of the world, by the state of the country, by the state of your own city. Some may be very apprehensive or panic-ridden over seeing family members or having to deal with travel. And tying up work loose ends. Some people have the whole week off. Some people don't. Some people just got off early today. And so everybody's kind of all over the board. Some people have to work during this holiday because of the retail. And depending upon where you are and all that, you may be like me in another world. So I wanted to just remind everybody for today's topic. It's a real easy one. And then we'll jump in. We'll jump into some readings, the second half of the show. And we'll even do a Thanksgiving reading before that, because the topic is really just going to be a fun grounding exercise. It may be familiar to you, but let's do it together. Let's use this opportunity to get present. Let's get super grounded so that as we go into this holiday weekend, we really are truly present and available for what are we truly grateful for? What is it about our life? What is it about our journey? What is it about what is unfolding in our world that we can be grateful for? And how can we write our story in such a way that we can also even be grateful for the things that are challenging, even some of the insurmountable challenges? How can we reframe or get a grander perspective so we can see it differently, so we can keep going, so we can keep taking one step and putting it one foot in front of the other? I feel right now, for some reason, and I'd imagine if you read Mark's Power Peak, there's something going on in the astrology, and I'm smelling Pluto. For those of you that follow astrology, that are astrologers, I'm not an astrologer. I'm just an avid follower, and I feel it. I'm an empath, and I feel the cosmic energies and influences, and I feel their shifts and their changes. And I have to say, this Pluto shifting in and out of Aquarius, every time it has shifted in and out of Aquarius, when it was coming in and out of it, I felt it every time. And it was significant, like significant, like where it caught me by surprise. And it now being there, it is now fully crossed over, and it's not coming back into Capricorn, as far as what I've heard and listened and learned from. But please correct me if I'm wrong on that. But we're in it. We're in it, all right. And I can feel it. I feel like between that and then, of course, the influences of the moon, I'm always very, very sensitive to. But there is just something about this Pluto going into Aquarius that it's like it's palpable. It's palpable. So let me know, are you feeling it? Does this energy have you feeling like you're in another world and then you have to bring yourself back? Or you just slam back because you're just like, oh my God, where was I? How many of you all are feeling that? If you're feeling that, if you're feeling frazzled, if you're feeling overwhelmed, out of sorts, if you don't know what to do, if you're feeling stuck, this grounding practice is great for all the above. Certainly can't hurt you. And it can only help you. All right. So it's as simple as this. We're going to use our imagination and we're going to use it to grow tree roots from the base of our spine and the bottoms of our feet down into the earth. And we can do this with our eyes open or closed. But if you are in a moving vehicle, of course, don't close your eyes. Only close your eyes if you can be completely in a silent, sacred space, where you will not be bothered, and where it is safe for you to close your eyes. As I said, you can also do this with your eyes open. We're using our mind's eye. We're using that imaginary eye within. For some of you, you know exactly what I'm talking about. For others of you, it's sort of this elusive thing that you know is kind of in there, but you're like, it's kind of hard to rely on. I don't know if I really can see what I'm seeing. I don't know if I can believe any of that. So no matter where you happen to be, using your imagination, using your feelings, using your knowing, grow tree roots from the base of your spine, and the bottoms of your feet down into the center of the earth. I already feel like it's just a nice warm hug. And like you're getting into a hot jacuzzi and it's freezing cold and it's like feels just like, oh my God. It's like next to an orgasm as far as pleasure for me. I might be sharing too much, but getting into a hot tub. Oh my God, that is just so relaxing and just so just, it's like a wave of relaxation and a wave of pleasure energy that I feel. Not the same as an orgasm, but just it's in that realm of pleasure. And it feels like that kind of connection when I'm grounding tonight. I feel like there is a sense of us being able to get really rooted with our boots on the ground, feet on the ground. As I said earlier, life can have us in a spin cycle even. It can get us in a twist. We can get ourselves in a twist. And different energies right now are running high, like control, domination, manipulation, needs for things to go a certain way. Certain people having things needing to go right, like it has to be right. There's a wrong way and a right way kind of a thing. And that paradigm. And you might be struggling to fit in that. This isn't going to take that away, but this is going to help you feel plugged in to you. This is going to help you be able to move through whatever experience you happen to find yourself in. And you'll be able to do it as gracefully as possible. And here's the thing. We get these ideas of perfection of what that, you know, family conversation needs to look like or how it has to be. Or if it doesn't go that way, oh, shit, you know, all hell's going to break loose. Well, what if it doesn't? What if we're just adding fuel to the fire with our own thoughts, with our own anxiety? And it's not that it's not necessarily true or real for you, but it's the kind of thing we all have to ask ourselves, is it helping us? Is it helping us towards the solution of peace and harmony? And maybe that's not your intention. But if it is, what's going to get you there? And what's going to get you there? You with you, not you with everyone else. Because everyone else is going to do what everyone else is going to do, but you get to decide what you're going to do. You get to decide how you're going to show up. And when we are grounded, we are in our presence in a certain kind of way, and it's undeniable. People will notice it. You'll notice it first, but other people will notice it as well. So this takes just a few minutes. For those of you that are old pros, it just takes a few seconds. But it's an opportunity to also feel a moment with the earth. The earth is conscious, just like you're conscious. You come through the earth into this earth realm, through the earth portal. And there is something to recognizing that, honoring that, being grateful for that. Feeling into what does that mean? What happens when I just sit in that space of knowing? Beautiful job, everybody. Everybody's doing great. It feels good. Do a body check. How are you feeling in your body? Last thing we're going to do is come up to our heart space and become aware of the beautiful ball of light that is in our heart space. It is in the area of your pumping heart, your physical heart, but it's also an etheric place in the center of your being that happens to be there right near your chest cavity. And it goes all the way from the front to your back. And I would like you to become aware of a beautiful ball of light. You'll notice it's multicolored, multifaceted. That is your energy. That is your soulfulness. That is the plasma energy that makes up you and animates you. And we're going to fully engulf ourselves in our own energy. And we're going to do that by expanding that ball of light outward. It's going to grow bigger and bigger. We're using our imagination to grow up bigger and bigger. And it's expanding, and it's expanding past your physical body suit. It's going out above you, below you, to the right, to the left, in front of you, behind you. And you are in the center. And we're going to take it out 5 feet. That's 5 feet from the inside out. You have now increased your energy field, your little literal aura. And in doing so this way, you've pushed out everyone else's energy. It's just you and you and you. And so for those of you that are very empathic and used to being very tuned into people, this might be kind of uncomfortable to not be so tuned in. But know that this space can be a very freeing space if you allow yourself to get used to it. Because it's a space where instead of your empathic senses being used outward, you can use your empathic sensitivities inward, and you can use it inwardly for your own healing. I just feel like this whole calm came over everyone. All right, everybody, let's bring this calm, this peace back to our campfire chat here around the 1-2 Radio campfire, our virtual campfire. And I'm going to check in with you all in the chat. But we're not only going to carry it into our present moment right now, but we're going to carry it into our holiday weekend and beyond. All right, let me refresh. For those of you that are new to 1-2 Radio and us having a private chat, you go to the private chat by going to 1-2radio.com. That's 1-2, the number 1-2, radio.com. Click on the chat button there on the left-hand side of the screen. That does open up a brand new window. It is a private Facebook group. And you do have to send over an invitation. It is with the same name, 1-2 Radio. And I got so discombobulated, I was not able to sign off. And so I apologize for whoever just called me. I will send you a message after the show, but I'm going to get myself signed off right now really quick. I apologize, you guys, for the interruption. But come back into the room and use this opportunity to say hi. Let me know you're listening in. Also, let me know if you would like a mini energy reading. And also, let me know what your Thanksgiving plans are. I would love to share that on the radio with the whole community. And yes, I would love to share that with the whole community. Okay, so this whole grounding thing, I know we talked about it, I just think a few weeks ago, as part of our tools for the toolbox. And this is one of those times where it can really come in handy. If you are feeling like a bit out of your mind, or you are feeling a bit loony, it is an opportunity to ground. It's an opportunity to get back in your body. And also, if like you are feeling frazzled, overwhelmed, if you've taken on too much energy, not enough energy, or if you've taken on somebody else's stuff, for those empaths out there, grounding is also really helpful at being able to alchemize and rebalance your energy levels. And also be able to bring them up if need be. All right, so I'm going to jump into the chat. I know I said that and I hit the refresh button. You need to then see my banner at the top. And if you open up the comment section, you have to click top comment, or it says top comments. You have to go to all comments and then you see everybody. All right, Daylene, hello, Mom. She says, hi, everyone. Hope you all are having a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family and friends. Thank you so much, Mom. And thank you for sharing that message with everybody. And I know everybody's sending love and hugs and gratitude and gratefulness, including me. Renee, hi, Renee. Thank you for being here. She says, feeling grateful. Jay with a heart and a turkey. I am so glad, Renee, that you're here with us. I'm so glad you're here with us, Mom. Thank you for spending your evening with me as we get to celebrate Thanksgiving, this time that we have learned about it being this time to be grateful. And there were these things that we learned in school that packaged up our history in a very G-related sort of way. That part isn't so honoring of many cultures, especially the Native American cultures. And I know Peggy really got into that conversation specifically in her show this week when she talked about Thanksgiving. You'll want to check that out. Oh, my angels. It's a Tuesday show, but it's on demand over there on Peggy's page. You can get there by going to 12radio.com and then opening up the on-demand button. Go to Peggy, and then you'll see that show there. Near the center of the page, there's a drop-down menu with about six months worth of her shows, and you can check that one out about Thanksgiving. Oh, wow. I just still am thinking about that meditation and feeling grounded. I'm really feeling it. So I'm so grateful that you all are here with me. I do want to pull some cards. I want to pull a quick general reading just to see what's coming through for this weekend and the energies this weekend. Give me 1 second to put the microphone down and be able to do a little shuffling. I feel like I need to do some hardcore shuffling here of these cards. They are the Wild Mystic Oracle card deck. And the author is Anastasia Katris. Anastasia Katris. All right, let's shuffle three times. And then we will see what three cards want to come forward for a Thanksgiving message. Three energies that would be helpful for us as we're moving through this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. All right, we're cutting the deck. You're doing it with me. Here we are. We have Defend, Rebirth, Revival. So I'm feeling like with the Defend card, I feel like that's representative of sometimes how it feels when we're defending our space with family, or when we're just trying to hold our space with family. And so it's really important to instead of looking at it from the standpoint of having to defend yourself, because that can get us into a certain kind of space. It can get us into a certain kind of aggressive energy, or where we feel like we need to generate some kind of aggressive energy. And if we're not really aggressive people, that can feel really uncomfortable. And that could be like a very taxing way to go about it. So I'm seeing another way to look at this is more like setting our sacred space. Our sacred space is wherever we are. And we can use tools like the grounding exercise, and then where we really expanded our light, that exercise, we can really use that to hold our space. So we don't have to put them up, you know, we don't have to fight anybody, but we can still walk around in our energy. There's a lot of energy flying around. Everyone's energy that is on the planet with us, along with all the organic frequencies and all the inorganic frequencies. There's a lot of frequencies flying around. And so exercises like the one we did to ground and to hold our space really work. It's the consistency that matters. It's checking in on it throughout the day. It's not about spending hours and hours in that space, but it is the kind of thing where it's like feeling like you drop into it and really like feeling like you're dropping into it and noticing when you're coming out of it to drop back into it. All right, I need to take a quick drink here and then I'm going to refresh and go to the next card. All right, the next card is Rebirth. Rebirth. So there's a new moon on Saturday. And if you have access to Mark's Power Peak, you already got Mark's Power Peak for this week. And it would give you all the rundown on it, all the information you need to know about the full moon, or excuse me, the new moon happening on Saturday. If you sign up over on 12Listen for the banners and the marketing, along with Mark's Power Peek, which is a peek into next week. It's an online newsletter. It's a very meticulously put together online astrological online newsletter that gives you the week overview plus the day-to-day overview. That's all written by C.A. Brooks. She is a world-class astrologer. Mark Huston, who puts it all together, is a world-class astrologer. Mo and Kelly and Gracie and Ginger, I know, are all contributors and are all world-class. Everybody is world-class here that is part of the One to Listen team and One to, really the One to Universe. You can sign up, as I said, for that Mark's Power Peak by going to onetolisten.com. That's the sister site to onetoradio.com. There's a little spot over on the bottom right-hand side that allows you to sign up for Mark's Power Peak and all the rest of the marketing. The marketing only comes out a couple times a week, and Mark has created some beautiful artistic marketing that is, it's inspiring visually, and also he's really good with words. So it's nothing too evasive, but very supportive and inspirational. That's what you'll be signing up for. And then Mark's Power Peak, like I said, where you'll get all that up-to-date astrological information and you can get the rundown on the new moon. I really don't even have it in front of me, but I know it's a new moon in Scorpio. New moon in, but it might be a new moon in Sagittarius. Oh boy. Well, if anybody knows, let me know. I should know that, but I really have been so out of touch this week with all that. I haven't paid attention like I normally do. So let me jump over to the chat, because I know you guys got something to say and I want to share it. Okay, and so the rebirth card, I'm all over the place and I even grounded. But the rebirth card, I feel like, is coming with this new moon. And it's this opportunity for us to make our peace with what we have just been through this past 15 to 20 year cycle, as Pluto went through the Capricorn sign and now is in Aquarius. I feel like there's like a distilling, there's like a refinement of that wisdom. There is a sense of like a rite of passage that we're moving through. And as we move through that, we are creating a situation where we are renewing ourselves and even sometimes in some ways remaking ourselves new again. We're embodying a different part of our personality. We might be trying a whole new style, a whole new expression in the world. We might be switching careers. We might be looking at unique and individualized ways that we can help our situation. Where I just see there's going to be more jumping outside the box. The boxes are still going to be there, just like they always have been. They're going to continue to be there. But there's also going to be a healthy life happening outside the box. And I feel like with those of us that are a part of this crew, we're very much outside the box already. And I feel like that's going to continue to be the case. And I feel like Kelly Whetstone, her show's tremendous. She always has reference to a lot of spiritual teachers of the past that have long histories of rich wisdom and that's been tested over time. And she has a way of bringing it back to this present moment. And just like her show says, empowerment, she's so empowering. And I have such a great time listening in and getting to hear. It reminds me of things that I already know oftentimes. Sometimes it shows me a whole other perspective of something that I did not know. Sometimes it's a reminder to get over myself. Sometimes it's a reminder where I remind myself how, oh yeah, I'm not so powerless here, or I'm not so stuck like I thought. So Kelly Whetstone is another host to check out. She's over on 1-2 Radio as well. I don't have time to highlight everyone, but I definitely will, as I always do on my show, a couple people. And one last thing, as we wrap up the show here shortly, there's going to be a special with Raven and Oliver this night, this evening. It's taken over from 6 to 8. They're going to be on Oliver's time slot and Raven's time slot. It's a two-hour special, a two-hour Thanksgiving special. That's happening right after Ginger. Ginger comes up right after me. So you want to stick around for Ginger and then that special with Oliver and Raven. We have a whole night of wonderful programming that is just setting up that the Thanksgiving weekend gratefulness and gratitudeness and awesome yumminess here over at 1-2 Radio. And I'm so grateful that you started with me and with Mo, as Mo kicked it off for us today. And thank you for being patient as I came back into this realm to remember that I had a radio show and that my name is Jay Varvel and that I have a radio show called The Psychic Playground and that I'm Jay Varvel. I better get in my body and get with it. So this has been a tremendous experience. As I said, I felt so like kind of out of it before I grounded, and I'm still feeling very spiritually high and yummy feelings, and I'm feeling the gratitude that everybody has and that we were able to build over time and over the show together tonight. And what a good feeling, what a great feeling that is. Please take that feeling into your evening, into your weekend. Please have opportunities to have some time on your own to be able to refresh and renew and rebirth, have a rebirth for yourself. This is an amazing weekend to have time with family, but it's also an opportunity for us to carve out a little bit of time for ourselves. And before I sign out, Karen is joining us, Karen M, and she says, hello, Jay and everyone. Hello, Karen. It's so great to see you. Thank you for being here this beautiful evening. She says, wow, defend card hit home. My daughter, not sure what to do. Okay, let me pull a card for you in just one moment, Karen, and I'm going to finish the general reading here. The Rival card, it's there's a bear and there's a two crescent moons, and again, I'm feeling the sacred space thing. I'm feeling like a lot of you that might be listening have experienced being a pushover in your past. You might even still have it happen in your present every now and again. Or there might be some fear that it's going to happen. And it's important to remind yourself to be that counter-narrative voice, as Mark likes to say on his show, to help bank your little inner child, your little inner kid, your little boy, your little girl inside of you feel safe, feel supported, feel like you are taking care of it. That will help you feel stronger. Also, it will help you not be able to fall prey to those that leave a mind filled of stories or words that try to get you riled up or that try to get that pinball machine effect going back and forth. That you can go with a quiet power and you don't need to explain yourself and you don't have to be right all the time. You can free yourself from all that. But not everybody else is going to. And so understand that part of freeing ourselves is just that, freeing ourselves. Not everybody's going to join the party. But that doesn't mean that you can't be in that space, walking around in that quiet power and honoring yourself in that way. So let me pull a card here for Karen and her daughter and the situation. And the card that came up is determination. Determination. And the symbol, it looks like a Pisces symbol. So there's a lot of deep, deep feelings and emotions associated with this I'm picking up. There's a lot of, I'm feeling a lot of aggressive kind of feelings and emotions that are happening. And I don't necessarily want to get into too much detail, but I feel like the determination is coming up in the sense of really hold true to what's the end goal. Where are you going? And are all the parties that need to know what they need to know to support you? Do they have all the information? And are you accessing all the places where help can be accessed? Or are you holding back? And I hold back. I have a hard time asking for help myself. But I feel like there's this sense that right now it's important to have determination to get past anywhere where you might have had a sticking point in the past, and to find a way to keep putting one foot in front of the other, to keep pressing forward. But have a goal, have the solution in mind, but know that not everybody's going to see it your way. But you are putting your co-creative vote in for that solution to come by having that consciousness, by having that mindset. All right, Karen, thank you so much for being here. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me this beautiful evening, this beautiful Thanksgiving Eve here on 1-2 Radio. I'm refreshing one more time. I just want to make sure that I'm not missing anybody. And Renee says, not feeling the Pluto and Aquarius shift fully yet, but CA said one might not feel the shift fully yet. That makes a lot of sense. And I think that I might have been very sensitive to the Capricorn part because I have my Capricorn rising influence in me. And whatever that, you know, however those influences worked on each other, I felt it. I felt it when it came in and I felt it when it is left. And I feel like I too am still not feeling everything to feel about it, because I still feel like it's a very dynamic energy and it takes some time to, like, we have some of the immediate effects and then we have the longer term effects. At least that's how I feel about it. But that is great to hear. Thank you for sharing what CA said about it. CA's show is also extraordinary. She is right next door to Kelly, and her and Kelly team up for a meeting of the mind show once a month on Tuesday. And also CA meets up with Mo for, a once a month show. So there's some incredible, wisdom keepers that are here, that are a part of 1-2 Listen and 1-2 Radio. And they have hundreds of years of experience between them, really between all of us, probably thousands of years of experience between all of us. But between them alone, they have hundreds of years of experience. Truly, truly special individuals. All right, I have truly talked down all the way to the end because I just love being here with you. Let me just find my way to my music so I can have you all dancing your way out of here, getting yourself ready to dance your way into Heart Matters with Ginger. She's coming up next. I'm surrounding each and every one of you with a huge, huge hug of love. Please have a beautiful weekend with your friends and your family, your chosen family. Please be safe out there. Stay vigilant. Stay grounded. Stay present. And I'll see you next week, everybody. Good night, everybody.